Voter turnout for Pennsylvania's gubernatorial elections has dropped 12% during the past two decades. The decline is more drastic in urban centers, particularly in the Commonwealth's distressed municipalities. But when Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty crunched the numbers, she found some communities are bucking those trends.
I'm a voter since I've been 18 years old.
That's 60-year-old Phyllis Franklin Thomas standing less than a mile from the Capitol complex in Harrisburg. Franklin Thomas has lived here most of her life and says she votes in every election. This one will be no different.
You have to vote to change things, you know, especially in your community. You really have to look for the person that's going to do the right job.
Franklin Thomas is not the norm in her hometown or the rest of the Commonwealth or the entire country. Most Americans, Pennsylvanians included, do not vote in midterm elections. An analysis of Department of State data shows turnout in 2010 was 48% in Pennsylvania. It was 35% in struggling municipalities and 29% in Harrisburg. Still, Harrisburg was the only one of the Commonwealth's three dozen largest cities and distressed municipalities to chart an increase in voter participation. It went up 3%. Turnout dropped in the other towns by as much as half and statewide by 12%. Franklin and Marshall College political science professor Terry Madonna chalks up Harrisburg's outlier status to enhanced public engagement one might expect in a state capital.
With a lot of news about politics and government constantly being aired, you may have a greater interest in politics.
The thing is, Harrisburg has been the Commonwealth's capital for more than 200 years. And even after its trend-defying rise, Harrisburg's turnout in 2010 was comparatively low. Elizabethtown College political science professor Kyle Kopko says people might have felt the additional urge to vote because of Harrisburg's high-profile debt problem and its billion-dollar solution. But that effect probably was fairly slight.
I think our knowledge of the level of debt and its consequences probably weren't as well known back then as what they are in the past few years.
Those concerns did not seem to inspire voting in Pennsylvania's distressed communities generally. Their collective turnouts in 2010 were down nearly 20% from 1994. Besides Harrisburg, the only other strong outlier was Erie. Turnout there declined, but still ended up being 61%. That's more than the statewide average, which is rare for struggling urban centers. Mercyhurst University political science professor Rolf Peterson attributes that to Erie's older population and low transients.
Erie's population lends itself to a more stable multi-generation population, which should increase the turnout.
Peterson says political importance is another factor.
PA's third congressional district, it's usually been kind of a swing district, and so it's competitive. So at the same time of having these governor elections, oftentimes you're having more competitive House elections.
You might think turnout would be higher in distressed cities that need all the help they can get, including government assistance. But besides Franklin Thomas, no one mentioned the prospect or tradition of state-driven benefits in explaining their decision to vote or not. Peterson says that's because voters often base their decisions on the governor's performance or broad views of the state or entire country, not their own household or community.
Instead of voting on your own individual finances, you're sort of voting on this general impression of how well the state is doing.
There also might be more general demographic factors at play. Madonna says socioeconomic instability and low educational achievement are associated both with urban centers and mediocre voter turnout. Susan Carty, who heads the Pennsylvania League of Women Voters, also says those individual circumstances can alienate voters and complicate the process for those who do want to participate.
You might fall into the category of a single woman, maybe a single mother who's struggling financially, and whatever your work hours may be, you may not actually be able to get to a poll.
But Carty says cynicism is the most frequently cited reason for not voting. That held true in Harrisburg. Billy Dwayne Bolden explains.
I'm not saying the whole government, but it has some parts of being corrupt in Pennsylvania, a lot. Not a small, a lot.
Bolden is 52 years old. A fellow resident three decades his junior, Meet Hamad, gave similar reasons for staying away from the polls.
Over the years, I just stopped believing in the government, I mean, to be honest. I was a Democrat, but now I'm nothing.
Ahmad said he might support an independent candidate, but doesn't see much distinction between two representing our major political parties. Even still, longtime voter Franklin Thomas says people have a choice.
They think that the politicians aren't trying to help the community, you know, and I told them, read up on it, go on the internet, read about it, look at the brochures and stuff, and find out what these people have done or want to do now to change the laws and stuff.
Franklin Thomas says whether it's for change in a struggling city or keeping things as they are in a thriving community, voting is the least, or often all, we can do. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads, Harrisburg.